Good morning. Well, we are the week following Share-a-thon 24, and we have been recapping and talking about what Share-a-thon was, what Share-a-thon meant to us this year. And every year I begin the Share-a-thon off with declaring that it's Share-a-thon time. And so what does Share-a-thon time mean? Well, I'm glad to report under the letter S that Share-a-thon was a time of salvation. And we had at least one man, he was 61 years old, got saved in the fellowship hall. We're grateful for that. Under the letter H, Share-a-thon time is a time of help. And we know that several testified that they got some help last week. Under the letter A, it's a time of assurance. And we're grateful. There was one young man surrendered to preach. I don't know that's directly connected to Share-a-thon, but we got to hear about it. And he actually preached during the young preacher's time on Saturday afternoon. Also, a time of revival. We had two pastors tell us that they did not even get to preach Sunday morning, that people were testifying and God moved through their services. And so we thank the Lord for that. Well, under the letter E in Share-a-thon, I thought about that being a time of exhortation. And Hebrews 3:10 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Exhort one another daily. Well, that's our goal here at WGCR and Anchor Broadcasting, is to exhort folk and to lift them up and to build them up. And our prayer is that there was some exhortation last week, some folks that they were encouraged to run another lap, to walk another mile, to continue to serve the Lord with gladness. And we had folks drive in from all over, and we're grateful for that. And there were some folks that were greatly encouraged. And again, we are grateful, we are thankful that the Lord did that. And it is our goal to encourage, exhort, to a mountain term would be to ag someone on, and to ag them on, to try to encourage them to keep on keeping on. Under the letter E, a time of exhortation. But then under the letter A, and this is our second A in Share-a-thon, I thought about a time to examine our attitudes. I thought about what happened with the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts 28. They came in, and this is the shipwreck on the island of Malta, and Paul was out gathering wood, firewood for the fire, and a snake came out of the fire and latched on his hand, and it was a venomous beast, the scripture says. And he shook it off into the fire and felt no harm. And the Bible says, "Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after that they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god." They changed their minds. Well, it's our hope that there was some folks had got some attitude adjustments last week and changed their minds. I've said many times that, and I don't say this boastfully, but if you know, if God adds his blessing to something, if God puts his hand on something, I've said it this way, if it's good enough for God, it ought to be good enough for us. And, you know, that is, when God moves in an area, that's often a seal of approval that God's in something. And again, I don't say that boastfully. I had a gentleman who had heard some things. This is a long, long time ago, 30 years ago. He had heard some things, and he repeated those things. And even though I did not know him that well, he had been talking bad about me and about the ministry. And we were having Share-a-thon, and God was moving, and he called me. And he said, I've talked bad about you all over the upstate. And he said, but I've listened to what God's doing in Share-a-thon. And he said, there's no way that could be the case. And he said, I'm sorry. Well, from that, we met and talked. We became good friends. And we began to fellowship. He helped me work on my house. He later became one of the announcers at Share-a-thon. We actually traveled together to other states and did Share-a-thons at other radio stations. And I preached his funeral. And it's the man who sings the theme song, Dean Shook. It's been worth every mile. Mm. And he and I started out as enemies, but Share-a-thon brought us together. Yeah. And we were best friends. And he asked me to preach his funeral. So that's an amazing thing, but that's what the Lord did. It changed our relationship from an adversarial one to close friends, very close friends. And both of his sons were at Share-a-thon this year. And so that friendship continues, that friendship lasts. So again, I say hallelujah that the Lord is able to touch attitudes and change attitudes. And so during the week of Share-a-thon thus far, Share-a-thon is a time of salvation, a time of help, a time of assurance, a time of revival, a time of exhortation, and a time to examine our attitudes. And I say to God be the glory, great things he hath done. I'll have updated totals this afternoon. We had a $100 gift yesterday that took us to $336,196 on the general and $174,544 on the network. And we'll have updated totals this afternoon at 5:15. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, pray that you'd help us. I pray, Lord, that the fires that were stirred during Share-a-thon would not dwindle. And Lord, truly, that you would encourage our hearts today and help us in the days to come. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina,